Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock in the Brian Kelly Show. They are done for the day at Bethpage Black. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry tied Sam Burns and Patrick Cantlay. So it's 5.5 Europe, 2.5 United States heading into Saturday. So a bit of a comeback needed there. Also, we talked about LSU. I want to run through the schedule quickly so everybody knows what's going on. Tulane will be at Tulsa. Charlie's Cajuns will be hosting Marshall. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Our Lady of Lourdes Stadium in Lafayette. Nicholls State is at Eastern Kentucky at 5 o'clock. Jackson State at Southern at 6 o'clock. Northwestern State is off. McNeese State against Stephen F. Austin at 7. And Grambling State is at Prairie View. And I saved the, not the best, but just the most to talk about. Southeastern played LSU last week, lost 56-10. This week they're hosting University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. I don't know much about them. Did you know much about them?
University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley.
UTRGV. So, they're 4-0. I was like, all right, well, I'm not familiar.
I am not familiar with your game, well, Rio Grande Valley.
You're about to hear something about them. They won their first game 66-0.
Okay.
Then they played Prairie View, much better team. They won 27-21. And then they beat Langston 80-0.
Yeah, Langston is.
Then they beat Texas Wesleyan 61-13. So they have scored 66, 80, 61, and 27.
But I'm wondering, are those FCS or NAIA schools?
I don't know. Prairie View's FCS. Langston, Texas Wesleyan, I believe, is FCS. But you're right. I don't even know Saul Ross. I never even heard of it. I don't even know what that is. Wow.
That is probably, if I had to guess, they probably have not been playing at that level.
So they have to blend their way in?
That's what I'm assuming. Yeah. But I have not done a lot of research, to be honest.
What? Did you?
Yeah, I have not done a lot of research on them to give you a lot of facts about them. And even the school, you know, to know from an enrollment standpoint what they look like, I couldn't tell
same
you.
Same way. I had to look it up. I was like, UTRGV.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. So when you talk about some of the matchups in Louisiana, Jackson State and Southern, that game's in Southern.
Yep.
That is one where it's a rivalry, you know, pretty much like your Southern Grambling. That's here in New Orleans, the Bayou Classic. But that game should be a pretty good game. You know, I hadn't followed either team closely. You know, I see, you know, when they're playing, you know, hey, what's going on? But that one should be a pretty good one. We know about the LSU Ole Miss matchup. The other one that you mentioned, Tulane, Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa.
At
tough
Tulsa.
Place, tough place.
Tough place to play because, you know, it's almost like, hey, do you fly into Oklahoma City, you know, and then and bus over? And I know Tulsa, Tesla. I know they sent, I'm a man, I'm 40, Oklahoma State.
Stillwater?
Yeah, no. They sent Coach Gundy. They were the reason that Oklahoma State got rid of Coach Gundy because he lost to Tulsa.
To Tulsa.
And so I don't know if they will still be flying high, that being Tulsa, after that victory. And Tulane wants to get a little get back from their loss last week. But it'll be intriguing. That's a game. It's a tough place to play, but that's a game that Tulane should win.
Yeah. It's just tough. I mean, Tulane with that big win over Northwestern, then South Alabama. Duke was probably closer than they anticipated because they had such a lead early.
Well, you had to, their quarterback coming back. And so that's an emotional tape. That's an emotional game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So as we look to Sunday, there aren't many categories where you can say that the Saints are
favorites.
Or even can understand what Buffalo is going to do.
Well, no. I'm not talking about the whole game.
Right.
I'm just talking about when you line up from a positional standpoint.
Right.
Is it quarterback? Is it running back? Is it receiver? Is it tight end? When you line the positions up, which one would you say, yep, I would give the Saints a favorite here across the board?
Only because they're without Milano and Ed Oliver, maybe offensive line versus their defensive
line.
Right.
So when you look at this matchup, you say, okay, how do the Saints win? And we talked to Steve earlier. They want to get in the shootout. So the first question becomes, can the Saints put up enough points?
You don't want to get into a track meet, though. You got to try to avoid it, right?
You don't want one, but you know offensively, if I play fast, then my offense has played better. When things have slowed down, it's kind of bogged down for them as well. But when you talk about getting into a track meet, if my defense can create 2, possibly 3 turnovers, then that may swing it enough for you. Now, the Saints don't have to be perfect, but they have to be very good. They don't have to be perfect.
But
you have to be very good. And one of the things that I think that we will see from this team is to go out and prove that they are a lot better team than what we saw last week. Because what you put on film and what you showed last week, it's almost like, man, I got to look at myself. As a player, I got to really look at myself because I know I'm better than that. I'm not even talking about from a team standpoint. Because the first thing people ask is, all right, how do you get the team better? Well, first, if you're going to be honest, what am I doing? Am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do and everything that I can do? And then if that's the case, if the answer is yes, then you go to, okay, what does my team need me to do? And that's where it's almost like, yeah, coach can help you. But if you're not checking yourself, then you're not helping the team.
Three areas. penalties, Saints average 10.3 a game, Buffalo 4.6. The Saints have not scored a point in the first quarter. They've given up 30. So it's an uphill climb every week. And I think this will be key because this, Steve Tasker talked about this as well, that Buffalo cannot get off the field on third down. Well, Buffalo is 16 of 37 on third down defensively, and the Saints are 17 of 37.
But the Saints defense hadn't been able to get off the field on third down. They did a little bit better, but I mean, it's almost like both defenses, once you get them in third and long, particularly for the Saints, you get them in third and long, it's like, all right, how do you want this? Do you want it on the ground? Do you want it in the air? You know, can we come away with a stop? And I know that you can do it because you play well on first and second down. It's not that you rotate everybody out and you have this special group that you're putting in on third down that is causing the problems. Yeah, you probably have minimized how much that you're subbing to get into certain packages because I've played well. You know, I, obviously, if it's a passing down, I'm not going to leave my base look out there, but I'm interested. Steve talked about Buffalo being comfortable in 13 personnel. Well, 13 personnel is a heavy personnel. Yeah. 13 personnel means that you have three tight ends,
yep,
one receiver, and one back.
Yep.
Normally when the Saints, and we saw this last week, when they saw that look, the Saints go five down. And what I mean by that, they truly have five defensive linemen in the game. Now, what you've had is Carl Granderson and Cam Jordan having to drop into coverage, and they've done a pretty good job of it, but now you're going to be asking them to cover tight ends and or backs, a back, when they do that, because Buffalo is fine playing in that type of look. The Saints last week did not go a lot of nickel based off of 12 personnel. Saints stayed in their base defense, which has been two linebackers and a five down look. Now, they can go with another linebacker on the field, a true linebacker and not a defensive end. And, you know, we'll see if that's how they try to win a matchup against the Bills. But I'm intrigued to see the cat and mouse game.
Right. It could be a lot of it. I mean, that 13 personnel, brother, they throw out of it as much as they run.
But that's my point. And so if you're going to go heavy for the Saints, that's a run look for me. Now you're going to ask your drop defensive ends to have to drop and cover a tight end or a back, depending on how you match it.
It's going to be interesting. Sunday at noon, week four.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.